Wait, wait. I want to lay down and get all snug and comfy before you start. That's nice. Are you comfortable? All ready for bed? Me too. So, let's start over. How was your day? I want all the details. And you have to start with the weirdest thing that happened. That's the rule. No skipping straight to the boring, annoying stuff. What's the weirdest thing that happened today? And no, you can't say nothing weird happened today. That's cheating. No, I'm not making fun of you. Why would you even think that? I'm just saying that, well, your days always sound so much more fun than mine. Trying to reach the counter, falling into a dish, inventing tiny, new, adorable challenges for yourself. I love it. I do. My day was big. Lots of big stuff, the usual. You know how being me takes up a lot of space, a lot of energy. Physical and mental. But let's not get into all that. This time is our time for relaxing and cuddling and untangling all those messy thoughts from the day. So, tell me all about your day, dear. That's definitely weirder than last time. I do love how your brain can make a day sound like an adventure, even if it's just breakfast or bathing or stepping into the back garden. Go on, tell me more. I want to picture it all from your angle. You at the top of that enormous step, peering over the edge, your arms tensed and ready, your heart a tiny little gallop. That look on your face. I can picture it perfectly. You always look your best when you're being daring. Oh, so stubborn. You're the smallest, stubbornest person I know. Go on then. Tell the rest of it the way you want to. Oh, sweetheart, what a big day you had. Oh, well, from your perspective, maybe it looks that way, but I mean, my day was anything but easy. Big steps, big meals, big noises, big everything. Being big, you know, it doesn't make me any less clumsy. Or lost, or lonely sometimes, out there. I know. I'm not supposed to admit that. But giantesses have feelings too, you know. We feel lost sometimes, or lonely. You know, sometimes I wish I could be as brave as you. All day I look forward to this, right here, right now, just you and me, tucked up in our big comfy bed, all snug and cozy, swapping stories, even when you fall asleep in the middle of mine, especially then. You're so funny when you're tired. You just lie there, blinking, trying to keep your eyes open. You remind me of a kitten in need of a nap. Except, you know, a lot smaller and a lot cuter. Shh. I know. I know, you want to protest that you're not cuter than a kitten, but, well, I notice how you sink a little deeper into my pillow every time I say it. Doesn't it feel nice? I like you like this. Lazy, happy, all safe, resting deep in my pillow. I could probably fold the pillow, tuck it all around you like a warm marshmallow snowdrift, and keep you tucked in there forever. But then I'd have to listen to all your adventure stories muffled. You're blinking slower now. You always try and fight it, but it's a losing battle, especially when I move you to my chest. So gently. There. You're not uncomfortable, are you? You always snuggle deeper when you're happiest. Like that. Right there. See? You don't have to say another word if you want to. I'll just hold you here, right against my chest. Do you hear that? That rumble? That's my heart beating for you. So hush and rest, and I'll just talk until you drift off, okay? Just like this. And I'll use one gentle finger to rub your back. I have to be so gentle with you, even though you're brave and strong. I have to be gentle so I don't squeeze you. Gentle, as if you're dandelion fluff. Sometimes when you're sleeping, you twitch. Did you know that? Like a leaf. I always wonder what you're dreaming about. Maybe you're climbing something enormous. Or chasing after dust bunnies. Maybe you're dreaming about me. Though I suppose I take up an awful lot of space in your dreams, too. Sorry about that. I wonder if you remember the first time I picked you up. You trembled then, too. This is how it should be. You cocooned worlds away from whatever wild thing waits beyond the bedroom door. Sleep now, darling. I'll keep telling stories, even if you're not awake to hear them. I'll give you good dreams. You dream for both of us now. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I could keep you safe forever if you let me. Maybe I will. That would be such a lovely thought to fall asleep to. I would like to dream of that, too. My eyes are heavy. I might fall asleep first, actually. Did you hear that? My stomach just growled. It's all this holding you close. I swear, it's made me develop an appetite for hugs and cuddles. Oh, you seem to like that sound. Is that your lullaby? You just sighed so deeply and nestled against me. My curious little human. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to fall asleep inside a giantess? Like being inside a sleeping bag made of softness and warmth and heartbeat. I mean, I could just tuck you inside. And you'd be safe in there until morning. I promise you wouldn't even notice. It would be like being wrapped in 1,000 blankets. Would you like that, little star? Would you like to see what it's like to be truly, perfectly, utterly enveloped? I would never let anything happen to you. You're the best part of me. The best part of this whole enormous world. I just think that you deserve a rest from being brave every hour of every day. Don't wake now. Let's try it. Just this one. My mouth is warm, you know, soft and oh so gentle. Are you ready? Here goes. There you are. You're cozy, you're safe. Can you hear my voice, even in here? I bet you can. I bet you can feel the vibration. Go a little deeper, love. A little deeper, that's it. Just relax. Let me do this for both of us. Down you go, slow, slow. On the softest slide in the universe. There, you're there. There you are. In a pocket just below my heart. It's like a cave, but pillowed with velvet. I bet it's nice. I bet it's softer than even my pillow. I can feel how calm you are now that you're here. And you can stay here as long as you want, all night. I'll keep you safe and warm, and no one will ever find you unless we want them to. I'll keep your secret, and you can hear my heart. And if you get lonely or restless in the middle of the night, I'll talk to you. I'll always talk to you, just like I'm doing now. That's enough excitement for one night. Tomorrow, you'll be back in my hand again, but for now, hush. Sleep. Sleep, my little dreamer. I'll dream with you tonight. And when you wake in the morning, I'll be here waiting. Always. I love you, little star. Little secret. Good night.
Mm-hmm.